So I don't know where to go, but God does, and you know that He knows what we need tonight and why we need to praise Him. And I'm going to give you six reasons tonight. You done got them wrote down there, why we praise God at this church. Psalm 150 and verse number 6. Read it aloud with me, if you will. Let everything that hath breath our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you so much. And Lord, tonight, if being the pastor of this church, just for a moment, if I could take just a moment and share with these folk why we praise you according to the Word of God. Lord, I know there's so many reasons to praise you, it won't even fit on a paper. But tonight, if we take just a moment and look why we should praise you tonight, Lord, that might just enlighten us a little bit of who you are and what you can do. Lord, if whatever we're going through in our life, if we'll praise you, when praise goes up, praise will come down. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Psalm 150 and verse number 6, the Bible says, let everything praise the Lord. As you got this paper in front of you tonight, like I said, I'm not used to doing it this way, so I'm a little off kilter, but we're going to go this way tonight. A major key word here, and as you study this tonight and you lay this out, a major key word tonight in verse number 6 is let, L-E-T. You know, tonight it's up to you if you praise God or not, no matter what circumstance you're going through in your life. It doesn't matter what you face this week. It doesn't matter what the doctors brings to you. It doesn't matter what comes in your mailbox. It doesn't matter what comes to your phone. You have the authority in your life tonight to praise God tonight. The Bible says the key word tonight is let everything that hath breath. A major key word tonight, which means to allow or give approval to something or someone, or you give them authorization. So tonight, can I say to you that I pray tonight that this week you give yourself the approval or the authorization to praise God wherever you go. Last night about 8:30, I realized my dog was out of dog food, and I took off there to the store there in town, and when I pulled up, I went in and I got that bag of dog food and I threw it on my shoulder and I went to the counter. And when I went to the counter, somebody called my name and said, Brother BJ. And when they did, this man turned around and he looked at me, and I did look rough, amen? I mean, I had on some old weed-eating shoes and weed-eating shorts and a weed-eating shirt, and I was on the side by side. I rode down to the store and he turned around and he looked at me and he said, are you Brother BJ the preacher? I said, yeah, only one in Detroit, Brother BJ the preacher. And he said, you did Brother Shorty Knight's funeral. You helped with his funeral. I said, yes, sir, I sure did. And he kept on saying, you still preaching? I said, yeah. And when he got done, there was this guy standing there. And before he walked out the door, he said, well, you keep on. I said, there's no way that I can stop because I deserved hell and he's given me heaven. You see, at that moment in my life, it's up to me if I praise God for what he's done. This week, you're going to have things coming your way. But I just encourage you tonight to give yourself authorization to praise God. Have you ever been in a service and you want to lift your hand and praise God, but you didn't? You know why? Because you didn't give yourself authorization to do that. If you hold back, you don't let yourself be free and be what God wants you to do tonight. But tonight, I want you to get this. He says this right here, the Lord for who He is, for what He has done, and for what He is going to do in your life when you give Him that praise. Why praise the Lord? Because when praise goes up, power comes down. When you praise God and you lift Him up, when you praise Him, the power is going to come down in your life. You get bragging on Jesus and what He can do. Leave Alabama football, all these football teams alone. Get away from all that mess just for a minute and praise God. I'm talking about lift up the name of Jesus and you praise Him and it won't be long. Power will come down. You just keep bragging on Jesus and power will come down. Why? Because this is it. Because this is it. The law of gravity is this. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. So whatever I send up is what I'm asking to come down. Let everything praise the Lord. Now we're going to flip through the Bible and we're going to look at why we praise the Lord tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight to Psalm 29 and verse number 4 will be our first place tonight. And to come tonight to the book of Psalms on the word praise tonight is very important tonight. The psalmist David, as he comes through here, he knows exactly what it is to praise God in every area of his life tonight. I would ask you tonight, when was the last time that, not in church or not at home in a private setting, but in a public place, have you really gave God praise? I'm talking about you really lifted up the name of God. Number one reason tonight is because the Lord is powerful tonight. In Psalm chapter number 29 and verse number 4, here's when we praise the Lord. I want you to get this tonight. Let everything that has breath. Hey, tonight you got a reason to praise Him. You got breath. Amen? You got breath in your lungs. You not got a machine breathing for you. You're not on oxygen tonight in this place. You don't have to do nothing. Every air you breathe is not your breath, but it's His. Amen? He gives you that breath tonight. And the Lord is powerful tonight. Psalm 29, verse number 4, the Bible says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty tonight. When we praise the Lord, we see His power come down. We see His might. We see His glory. We see what He can do tonight when we praise the Lord. When every breath praises the Lord. When we come in here and we sing songs, it sounds so good when we got this many people singing. You stick me in here singing, me and Brother JD, just me and him, we might get embarrassed, we might get upset, and we may not sing with one another. But when you get corporate like this, and you get a lot of people singing, it won't be long. We make a melody to God. He says tonight that the voice of the Lord, it is powerful tonight, and He wants every breath to praise the Lord tonight. Look with me, if you will, number 2 to Psalm chapter number 11 and verse number 7. The Bible says tonight in Psalm chapter number 11 and verse number 7, let everything praise the Lord. Number one, because He is powerful tonight. He has got all the power tonight. Today, is I was talking about powerful. We was at a gravesite, and one of my good friends from high school, his mom had passed away, and they had cremated her body. And when we got there, they was going to put ashes. They poured ashes out in front of the tombstone there of family, and as they was pouring that out, it started raining. And they said, do y'all got anything else to say? And I was done through preaching and done doing what I needed to do, but I stepped up and I said, let me tell you about the God that I serve. There's going to come a day that when somebody that is born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and He comes back to redeem that person, that body's going to come forward. Hey, you can burn that body, you can destroy that body, you can do anything you want to that body, but that one that is born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that body's going to come back, and it's going to give a forth, and it's going to meet Him in the air. And that at that moment, in a twinkling of an eye, this mortal body, this body that's got wrongs and got all kind of elements, the power that God's going to do, He's going to change it in a twinkling of an eye. I'm going to take this body and put on a glorified body. Amen. Don't ask me how I know all them ashes, the rain's washing it away, and you can never find it again. I don't understand how He's going to put it back together, but all I know is I was wretched, I was lost, and I was going to hell, and He took somebody like me and put me back together. And if He can do that here, He can take them ashes and He can put them back together. Amen. That's because the Lord is powerful. You can speak that on people. You can speak that to families. But number two, the Lord is righteous in what He does. He's righteous in what He does. Look what He says. In Psalm chapter number 11 and verse number 7, the Bible says, For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Man, He loves righteousness. His countenance doth uphold the upright. So when you start praising God, number one, it's because He's powerful. But number two, it's because He's righteous. There's not one thing He does that's not righteous. Everything He does is righteous. So every time you lift up His name, you can know that you're lifting up the powerful name and you're lifting up a righteous name. And His name is Jesus this afternoon. Let me give you the third thing as we turn in the Bible. The Lord's powerful. He's righteous. You don't know where we're going. Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25. I want to look there tonight to Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25 tonight. Let's look in the text here. The Lord's not only powerful and He's not only righteous, but the Lord is able. Can I get a witness? Do you know God's able? Man, what? Whoa, glory. Sorry. He's just able. The Lord's able, Brother J.D. Lord's able. Man, just to praise Him because He's able. My next door neighbor was in the store last night. He calls my name, Brother BJ. The guy walks out of the store and he said, that story that you got in your life is amazing. I said, yeah, God saved me. He's redeemed me. He's able. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is that I praise Him, number one, because He's powerful. Number two, it's because He's righteous. But number three, is because I know He's able. If I'll praise Him and lift His name up, He's able to take any storm in my life and do away with it tonight. Look what He says in Hebrews chapter number 7 in verse number 25. Wherefore He is able. Who is able? God's able. Wherefore he is able. Let's praise him tonight. Wherefore he is able to save them. Who? You and I tonight. He is able to save them to the uttermost. I'm talking about to the uttermost. I'm talking about to the ends of the earth. I'm talking about to the end of the ages. I'm talking about to the you die. He is able to save you. He is able to keep you. And he is able to deliver you. That's something to praise him about. He says, for wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to maketh intercession for them. He says tonight he's able to save them to the uttermost. He takes a man out of the gutter and puts him to the udder. I don't understand that, but that's the God I serve. He is able tonight. And I go around this room tonight. I'm pretty sure if I called for a testimony right now, somebody could stand and say God's been able in their life. You can stand and say, God's been able. I didn't see a way out. I didn't see how. I didn't know, but his powerful hand, his righteousness and what he's done, he was able to deliver me in my life. He is able tonight. And I don't understand why people can't be faithful to what God's called them to do, because he's able. He's able. Man, he's able. Whew. Let's go to Job 32:8. The Lord is my inspiration tonight. Job 32:8. Not only is he able, but he is the inspiration tonight. If you are struggling tonight, you're born again and you're struggling tonight to follow Christ, let him be your inspiration. Just let him be what inspires you tonight, what drives you tonight. Let everything praise the Lord. Everything praise the Lord. Job 32:8. Job 32:8. The Lord is inspiration. But there is a spirit in man. You know tonight you have a spirit. I want to stop right here just for a minute. You have a spirit. Every person in this room has a spirit. We read this morning in Genesis 2:7 where he formed man and he breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. What did he breathe into? The spirit, life. When you get saved, you know what he is bringing back to reconciliation, bringing back to him is your spirit. He's bringing your spirit back. He's bringing that spirit back. He's reviving you. Born again, you're born again of the spirit. You're born again. You say, no, the spirit and the soul is the same thing. Hebrews 4:12, you know what the Bible says. He said that the word of God is powerful. It'll divide the sunder of the soul and spirit. It'll divide them. So the spirit and the soul can be divided. It can be divided out. Your spirit tonight is what God is tonight. I'm telling you tonight, the spirit is where God wants you to be. Have you ever been in a service here at church and you say, man, the spirit of God was right in that place? You didn't ever say, man, the body of God was right in that place. You didn't say the soul of God was right in that place. You said, man, the spirit was right in that place. Why? Because your spirit got in right standings with his spirit. When your spirit and his spirit gets where it needs to be, it says there, but there is a spirit in man. We got a spirit that lives inside of us. And you know what he wants to have a relationship with tonight? He's wanting that relationship with our spirit tonight. He's wanting us to be kindled to him in that spirit. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding tonight. So tonight, why do I praise God? Because he's my inspiration. He is what speaks to my spirit and gives me what I need on a daily basis. Can I say to you tonight, country music will not fill your spirit spiritually. Rock and roll won't do it spiritually. It won't do it. Listen to me tonight. All this stuff won't do it. I'm talking about that inner man, that spirit tonight. The Bible says you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can grieve that spirit. And you don't want to do that tonight because that spirit is what gives you understanding and it gives you deliverance in your life. So I see tonight, number one, I get to that place and I get to worship him and I get to praise him because he's powerful, he's righteous, he's able, he's my inspiration. But in Isaiah tonight, I get to praise him because he's my salvation. He's my salvation tonight. He's my salvation tonight. Turn with me there to Isaiah 12 in verse number 2 tonight, if you will. Isaiah 12 in verse number 2. He's able tonight to be praised. The fifth thing, the Lord is salvation, Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah comes here and he says this, that God is my salvation. Can you say that tonight, that God is your salvation? I have seen him do things in this church and in people's life so many times. I have. I've seen where it looked like, man, the end was there, and he stepped in. He says, Isaiah said, behold, God is my salvation, I will trust. If you can trust him with your salvation, you can trust him with anything. You can. My salvation tonight is not relied in Brother BJ. It's relied in God. Isaiah did not say, Isaiah is my salvation. He said, God is my salvation. I don't know about you tonight, but that's something I want to praise Him for tonight, that He's holding on to me, and I'm not holding on to Him. D.L. Moody said, it's not how tight a grip you got on God, but it's the grip that He has on you. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and be not afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Tonight we praise Him because He's our salvation tonight. He's exactly who we need tonight. It was told back in the war, back in the days during war, there was this soldier and he done got down. D.L. Moody said that soldier done got down so low and been shot, and they knew he wasn't going to make it. And they said as he got laying there on that gurney and they done all they could do, he was bleeding out everywhere. As D.L. Moody said, the story was told that when they could hear him in there hollering, here, here, here. And said the doctor went over to him and said, sir, do you need us? And he didn't say no, he just kept saying, here. And they said, sir, what are you doing? He said, they're calling roll in heaven. They're calling roll in heaven. And he said, I'm answering roll. I'm just answering the roll up there. I hear him calling. And every time he'd holler, here. Instead of one bit, a little bit, his blood pressure started dropping and his pulse started dropping. And the last thing he said was, here. I'm going to ask you, when your life comes to that end and your blood pressure drops and your pulse gets completely down, will you be able to answer that roll in heaven and say, I'm here? You won't do it on your own righteousness tonight. I won't do it on mine. I'll do it tonight because that God is my salvation tonight. And the last thing tonight I want to share with you, we've been talking about this for several weeks, is in Isaiah 9:6. If you've got a workplace, go pin this at your workplace. Somebody needs to praise God, amen? Whew. Isaiah 9:6. Not only is He powerful and He's righteous and He's able, not only He's my inspiration, not only is He my salvation, but the Bible tells me He's everlasting. My life is in Him, not in me. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name, let everything that has breath praise God, praise the Lord, and His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. You need counseling in your life. You got Him. You know how much money people make counseling people? And they got problems themselves. Did I say that out loud? I did, didn't I? You know, they can answer your problems. They can. But they can't even answer their own. I'll tell you this tonight. If you'll take your problems to God, He'll counsel you with them. I promise you tonight, He'll counsel you with them. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Tonight, if you'll praise Him, I promise you tonight, you have peace in your life. You have a peace that passes all understanding tonight. You have a peace that nobody will know nothing about tonight. What a great peace it is tonight to praise the Lord for everything that He does in our life. Tonight, as I stand here as your pastor tonight, I just want to praise Him for what He's done in my life. I want to praise Him tonight for how good He's been to me in my life so many times. I can never praise Him enough. I put 6 things down here that I got Brandy to type up according to the Word of God. But I'm sure tonight you could stand and you could tell all kind of things that you could praise Him for. But tonight I praise Him every day, and you do too, for His goodness in our life. The Bible says that if we don't praise Him and we don't, the rocks will cry out. And I don't know about you tonight, but I don't want no rock crying out for me. I want to praise Him all the days of my life. All the days of my life I want to praise Him. And I want to leave you with this tonight as I finish up here. Isaiah chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 1. Let everything praise the Lord. Bible says in Isaiah 6, 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. You know, he doesn't leave his throne. He's king. He's Lord. He has no reason to leave it. High and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. If there's something we need here at Union Chapel, I believe every time we come in, is we need to get a vision that no matter who sits beside us, no matter what goes on in the church, no matter who might disagree, whatever with one another, that does not matter. That when we walk in this place, we can be like Isaiah said. And I also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. If I can get there in my life where my spirit is right with God, right where I want it to be, right where he wants it to be, and we on the same, man, right where it needs to be, let me tell you what it can do. It can move mountains. But if this morning Brother Kelvin said this, that life and death is the power of the tongue. You can speak life or you can speak death, whichever one you want to do, or you can speak negativity. If you'll always speak positive and always speak that God can and that God's able and he's righteousness, I want you to know tonight there's a lot can be overcome in your life just by what you speak out of your tongue. Just by what you let go forth depends if you praise God or not. You can't praise him if you're complaining. Numbers 11:1 said, and the Bible it says, and when the people complained, it displeased God. If it displeased him in the Old Testament, it'll displease him in the New Testament. Why? Because he wants you and I to get along in unity tonight. And tonight, I promise you this, when praise goes up, the power comes down, and unity will be in this place. Tonight, as we stop, we're fixing to gather around the building tonight and pray over the new building that's going to be coming. I want to share this with you. When Noah was in the ark, he did not complain. He praised. He praised. Tonight, if you're in the grace of God and you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you've got nothing to complain about. But I've got everything to praise about. Amen. Brother Austin, I'm going to give you your certificate tonight if you'll come forth.